painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we talked to Chris Newberry, director of photography and one of the producers for the documentary Time for Ilhan. We get to learn about his job in the field, what Time for Ilhan is about, and the importance of the story in today's world.
I want you guys to shout on top of mountains and make sure you let people know that this is a crucial election cycle. So are you all ready to show up for your values?
We are about creating a movement where people understand that there is real representation in a representative democracy.
People are looking to her to be a leader nationally and be a spokesperson for like Muslim communities and immigrant communities and Black communities, and it's like, we did not see that coming.
Those were a few clips from the film Time for Ilhan. This is KJ with Chris Newberry on Artbeat. Hey, so I'm here at Stark Hall during the showing of Time for Ilhan with Chris Newberry. So can you tell us a little about what the film is about?
Sure. So in early 2016, as the campaign season was heating up, we started following this unknown candidate for one of the seats in the Minnesota House of Representatives. Her name was Ilhan Omar, and she had never run for political office before. She was going up against a 43-year incumbent, one of the longest-serving legislators in the country. So it was an underdog story, and we followed her grassroots campaign, sort of pulling the curtain back from local politics and how a campaign is run. And without spoiling the story, there was sort of a dramatic finish that ended up having resonance on the national stage.
So how did you get involved in working on the film?
Well, the director of the film is Nora Shapiro, and Nora and I are longtime collaborators. We work on films and video client work together and have for many years. I had been doing a lot of shooting, so operating the camera on some of Nora's other projects. And she said, we've got this opportunity to follow this story. We've got good access to this remarkable individual. And would you like to come along with me and take a leap of faith on this project and be the cinematographer? And I said, well, yeah. And along the way, we decided that I had become so involved in the production that I would also serve as a producer. So that's kind of how it all started. And we really didn't know where we were going, but it sure was a wild ride.
Awesome. So as director of photography, what all did you exactly do on set?
Right. Good question. So far I've been using the term cinematographer, but yes, that's synonymous with director of photography. In that position, you can imagine on a Hollywood film, the cinematographer is the person who's making all most of the decisions about what the image looks like. On a documentary film, it's a little bit of a different task. There's different tasks, but there's a lot of similarities. The biggest difference on a documentary, especially one that's sort of a fly-in-the-wall type of production like ours, is that often the director of photography has her or his hands on the camera, and we're running and following the story wherever it takes us. And sometimes that means in somebody's kitchen, and sometimes that means standing behind a candidate on the stage in front of 1,000 people when she is accepting the nomination for something. Most of the imagery in the film, I had something to do with. There were, we actually had scenes where there were, 8 to 10 cameras rolling at once. So it was not only, I'm not solely responsible for the footage in the film, but most of the footage was either shot by me or I operated in some sort of supervisory capacity.
Fun. I would not be able to stand on stage like that. So what was it like working in the film and meeting all of these people who are coming from different ethnic backgrounds and who are just interested in Ilhan's story?
Yeah, so I'll take you back a little bit. I am a white American male from the suburbs of Minneapolis, so I have a certain perspective. And Nora is also white. But we live in a very cosmopolitan city where we interact with the immigrant and refugee communities on a daily basis. And I know that Nora and I had talked for a long time about seeing if there might be a story within the Somali community, in Minnesota at large, but also especially in the Twin Cities, we've got a really big community of Somali. And so I know that Nora was interested in telling a story in the Somali community. And this was not our first idea, but as happenstance brought us to meet Ilhan, this is the story we started to tell. So that didn't directly answer your question, but there's a lot of challenges involved when you're talking about telling a story properly, representing someone's story on the screen, especially if it's a person who is of a community of color and or a marginalized community. And certainly telling a story within the refugee communities, it takes tact and we didn't always get it right. I mean, there were certainly people along the way that were wondering, well, what are you doing telling this story? Why are you bringing your cameras into our neighborhood? I would say that those situations were the vast minority of our experiences. Like almost every day when we were working on this project, we were working in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, which is has a huge population of Somali, and everyone was so welcoming, and they were curious about us as a film crew. And most of the time there was an appreciation that we were interested in telling a story about a leader within the Somali community. There was a lot of really, we had really great experiences. And I like to think that we did a pretty good job of telling the story without bringing too much baggage from our own worldview.
Awesome. That's really great. So we know that you worked hands-on with the camera. So did you get to meet Ilhan personally and work with her and film her?
Yes, good question. Ilhan and I are friends. I got to spend a lot of time. And as I was mentioning before, when one thing that makes a fly-on-the-wall style documentary different for a director of photography sometimes is that you are like in intimate spaces, and we're a tiny crew. I mean, there were days when it was just me and the camera. Usually Nora was there too. And sometimes we'd have a few cameras rolling, so we would have a small crew of three or four people occasionally, but there were a lot of times that it was just me and Nora and one camera in Ilhan's kitchen or in their committee meetings for the campaign. And we just tried to try and have a small footprint and just blend into the background and capture things. So being a small intimate crew in those situations, you're interacting with the the subjects on a very close basis. And not to mention that Ilhan would go on trips later in her, a couple of years into the project, she was invited to go to do a lot of traveling, and we traveled with her. And so when you travel with someone, you get to know them pretty well too. There was a flight where, because I was operating the camera, we wanted to get footage of Ilhan on the airplane. And so my seat was booked right next to her. So I spent an entire flight to New York City sitting right next to her. And so the long story, but the short of it is, yes, I know Ilhan pretty well, and we've become good friends.
It'd be a cool thing to meet her. So how long did production and editing take?
So we started filming just at the very end of 2015. And I actually think that Nora herself shot the first few days. And so it was probably January 2016 that I came on board. And we just wrapped our final... We probably shot our final scene in the very beginning of 2017. So I would say, the very beginning of 2018, sorry. So it was almost exactly 2 years that we were filming. And it just so happens on a lot of documentaries, the post-production, the editing period starts while you're still filming. The editing was already well underway, in 2017. So I would say that, and the editing, and post-production lasted a little over a year. So, but all told, it was about 2.5 years of not quite 2.5 years, from the beginning until we, premiered it.
That's a long time, but it's realistic. I get that. So what does Ilhan's election say about politics in Minnesota itself?
It's a really good question. I'm going to have to think about it and make sure I answer it right. So we're in a very, it's a very politically charged moment in our nation's history. I think most people would agree with that statement. And Ilhan happened to be, she was elected on the same night that Donald Trump was. And they have very different political views. They're sort of on the polar opposite ends.
Okay, let's listen to a couple clips from the film that illustrate the differences between the Republican and Democratic views and the political climate in the state.
USA! USA!
Here in Minnesota, you've seen firsthand the problems caused with faulty refugee vetting, with large numbers of Somali refugees coming into your state without your knowledge, without your support or approval, and with some of them then joining ISIS and spreading their extremist views all over our country and all over the world.
That was Donald Trump on the campaign trail in Minnesota. Now let's hear what Ilhan had to say about Trump's speech.
When Donald Trump came in and was spewing all that hate, I had a tendency to not get angry because I knew that this message, this hateful message, was going to be the thing that motivated minority communities that don't often turn out to vote to come out for love.
What do you think those clips say about Ilhan's victory?
So I think that what Ilhan... in some way represents her victory represents is that there are that even though there it's a very politically divisive time in our country, there is this opportunity for members of traditionally underrepresented communities. There still is that the American dream is still alive, that that if someone has the work ethic and the vision, and they have a team of energized people around them, they can overcome the odds and become a representative, whatever that, in this case, it's literally a representative in the House of Representatives, but to be a leader in the community, to be an elected official. Those opportunities are still there. And Ilhan, I don't think it's overstating it to say that Ilhan has become an inspiration to a lot of other young women and women of color to seize that opportunity and say, you know what, I can do this too.
Awesome. Yeah, she's a pretty powerful woman right now. So is the film more on Ilhan's victory or the journey to get there?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, as you get toward the end of the film, there is we do spend a bit of time with her as her star is rising on the political stage nationally. Her star has risen even further since we wrapped the film, because now it seems that she's going to be on her way to Washington in a little over a month, or I guess it's even less than a month now. Wow, election is right around the corner. But it sure seems like that is where she's destined to be this election season. So there is we spend a bit of time with her once she's become victorious and she's on the national stage. But the heart, most of the film, like the vast, I'd say about 2/3 of the film are all about the process and the journey of. And what it takes to jump through many hoops to become an elected official, starting from the status of being just a member of the community.
So what was the feeling when Ilhan was elected for state rep? Were you there when everyone found out? And what was that feeling like itself?
Yeah, so the... we are touching on some spoilers here, but it's okay. Anybody who's been following the news of Ilhan already knows, sort of knows where 2016 ended. And I will say that, so the real moment that mattered, just because of the demographics of her district, that once a Democrat wins the Democratic primary, that it's virtually a foregone conclusion that they will win in November. In the general election, because of it's such a Democratic-leaning district. So the real drama was around the primary, which happened in August of 2016. And so I was there on election night. In fact, it was my job, even though we had several teams of photographers around at polling sites and at the victory party, it was my job to shadow Ilhan for that day. So I was with her pretty much from, in fact, we were standing outside her house at like 5:30 a.m. waiting for her to come out and start her her day on primary day. So I was with her for, 14 hours that day. And so I was there right in the, just a few feet from her when she found out that she had won the primary. And I mean, it was amazing, to be, you get to know somebody and you can't help, even though we were trying to be very neutral, you can't help but root for your friend that you've gotten to know over the course of filming. And so, yeah, it was like really a kind of a crazy emotional experience to be there when she found out she won and to be able to capture it. And I was determined to be pointing the camera at her in close up or medium close up when the moment that she found out. And so there were times that night where Ilhan wanted to kind of duck away, and like, you can't blame her. She wanted a little privacy, splash some water on her face. I was panicking at moments like that she might get a text that determined that she had won or lost, and I wouldn't be there to capture it. But as it happened, we were lucky enough to be right there in the room, and it was pretty great.
That must have been an intense moment. Here's that clip from the night Ilhan found out she won the primary.
Oh my God! It's in! Yeah!
It's So what was different about working on this film than ones that you've worked on previously?
I will say that the biggest difference probably was, I mean, I've worked on other intimate films where, you know, where you're fly on the wall in people's lives and spending many long hours shadowing a person to tell their story. So that wasn't new, but I will say what was new about this was that, I mean, for one thing, I had never worked on a political film before, and I had also had not, I didn't have the face-to-face experiences with the grassroots campaigning. So it was a big eye-opener, just like, I feel like I understand the caucus and the caucus system and the democratic process way better now than I ever did by virtue of working on this film. And so, and then just the fact that it was this underdog story that took us places that we never expected when we went in, when we began the film. So, I mean, it was, you know, lightning in a bottle, and to, you know, like I would be, I mean, a filmmaker is lucky to experience something like that even once. So I don't anticipate I'll ever be working on a film where, you know, something where the stars align quite as well as they did in this one. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Awesome. So we know you've worked with Nora Shapiro before, the director. So what do you like about working with her?
Nora and I are collaborators, co-producers, but we're also really close friends. We spend a lot of time together. Our offices are, we share an office, and we've worked on films like this, you know, in these capacities before. So the coolest thing about working with a friend and someone who you collaborate with often is that there's sort of you develop an unspoken, like a shorthand. We just understand each other. You know, me as the cinematographer, her as the director, it helps that we understand each other. I understand what she's getting, what she's after. She understands my style of shooting. And so if she, you know, it was rare that there were times where she'd be like, no, don't do that. Point it over here, because we just understand each other really well, having worked together so much. And, she is, you know, she has a real gift for storytelling. And I feel like I've learned a lot because I also direct documentaries myself. And so I feel like I've, learned a lot from her, having gone on this journey with her. You know, it picked up, you know, little nuances of storytelling and all the, intricacies of making sure that the subject of your film understands what you're going for, developing trust. So she's, you know, she inspires me to be a better filmmaker, and, you know, I'm very fortunate to have her as a collaborator.
Awesome. She sounds like a nice person. So what do you think, or why do you think this is an important story to tell?
I think we touched on it a little before, just that, I think that it sets an example for, young people who otherwise maybe don't know that they have a voice in the democratic process, you know, my hope and certainly our experiences of showing the film around North America so far have indicated that Ilhan it can serve as that inspiration for people to say, to show young people that, look, if you're feeling demoralized about, you know, the direction of your country, or if you feel like your vote doesn't matter or your voice is not heard, that it doesn't have to be that way, that you can get engaged in the democratic process. And whether it be running for office or volunteering for a campaign for a candidate that you believe in, or even just something as simple as voting.
Ilhan had many inspiring moments and speeches that you captured in the film. Here's one of them.
As we stand in front of the people's house. I remind you that you are the powerful ones. Now the lawmakers of this state, of this country, work for you.
What do you think that clip says about Ilhan and her message?
That your voice does matter. You really can have an impact on the future of your of the country and of your state, of your neighborhood.
So what would you like to see audiences take away from the film? I know we kind of touched a little bit on that too.
Yeah, I would say probably the same thing. I hope that people see that that there is there are opportunities to get involved in politics. It seems like an intimidating thing, or it may seem like you may feel demoralized that, you know, you're that people like you, if you depending on who you are, you may say, wow, I don't feel like I am represented at the state house or in the city council or on the school board. But the fact is that if you are passionate about it, I believe that there are doors to be opened, and you can have a voice. And it may be easy for me to say that, but I think that Ilhan, as a young mother, a Muslim, a refugee, that she, took a look at her who was representing her at the state house, and she said, "I think that I can do a better job of tackling the issues that are really important to my community and to young people in this district, and so I'm just going to take the bull by the horns and do it."
So, where can people find more information about Time for Ilhan?
Thanks for asking that question. Yes, word of mouth is really important for an independent documentary like this. So if you're interested in finding out more about the film, where it might be, where you might be able to see it, or how to get engaged in some of the issues that are presented in the film, how to get politically activated, there's a lot of resources on the Time for Ilhan website. That's timeforilhanfilm.com. Please check that out. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. I think there's an Instagram account too. So yes, please check us out.
Speaking of showing, last question, if they miss tonight's showing, where could they see the film next, possibly in the nearby area?
Great question. I will tell you that it is playing on Fuse Television, Fuse Network, which is on most cable cable providers. You, even if you've never heard of Fuse, you might have Fuse on your cable. So it's going to be playing right around election time. So if you check out your schedule, and we'll probably have some information about it on the official website. It will also be available on a well-known streaming service coming up in the fall, or I'm sorry, in the springtime, although I don't think I'm at liberty to make that official announcement yet. But I will tell you that in the springtime, it will become widely available to anybody who has access to a TV or to a smart TV or a computer or a device.
Alrighty, thank you. So I'm here with Chris Newberry, one of the producers for Time for Ilhan. Thank you so much for letting us interview you while the film is actually playing currently.
You're welcome, and thank you for your interest.
Hey, thank you once again.
This campaign is about more than Ilhan. It's about moving progressive, bold, visionary politics to a new level.
This is what democracy looks like.
There's a chance for us to like remake our world. And it's like not just a chance, it's like a responsibility that we have.
We don't live in a dictatorship. We live in a democracy. So resist, mobilize, and remember that you are
Thanks again to Chris Newberry for letting us interview him during the screening of Time for Ilhan here on campus. For more information on the film, go to timeforilhanfilm.com, and Ilhan is spelled I-L-H-A-N. This is KJ on Artbeat.
Artbeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Tune into Artbeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. Artbeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.